This episode of The Desperate Hours has been pre-recorded. Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm, blues, punk, pop, dreck, and a whole bunch of other stuff like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, would-have-quitters, and never-words from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. 855-915-WMFO, that's 855-915-9636. If there's a song you'd like played on a future Desperate Hours broadcast, the Desperate Hours, as is all of WMFO's programming, is being pre-recorded due to access restrictions still in place at Curtis Hall. And if you ask me, between you, me, and I don't know, whoever's listening in Greater Boston or in the world, I don't know that we're going to be in here before mid-November, if that. But anyway, yesterday around 7:15, I completed another orbit around the sun. I got some new stuff, some new old stuff that I'll unleash upon your unsuspecting ears in the next 2 hours. We hope you dig it. Let's get into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Dark and a rainy night. My headlights weren't really too bright. I was thinking of my kids and of my darling wife. My sales were down, my pay was small, and I needed money bad. I couldn't pay the mortgage to even keep the things we had. Then through the night there came a light. A hobo wanted a ride. I brought my old car to a stop, and he got in by my side. Continued on, just we two. His presence seemed to calm my nerves, but the road was wet and my vision blurred, and I didn't see the curve. When I awoke, I saw the flames and the people through the trees. I knew from their conversation they thought the hobo was me. I'm sorry for the sorrow I caused, but there's a lot more sorrow for me. And I know my wife and kids can live on my double indemnity. I just watched the hearse pull out and the family drive away. It's awfully hard for me to go, but you know, I died today.
Tonight we're in the jungle.
I've been in the jungle all week.
And when you're in the jungle, you gotta make your body rumble. Several different calls.
I've been hearing birds all week.
And when you hear birds calling several different calls, you gotta shimmy till the calls stall.
Boston.
I wanted to go surfing, I just had to get away. So I packed up my baggies and I drove down to Dutchester Bay. Well, now the girls on Tinian Beach on the hot summer days. But you can't go surfing where there are no waves. There's no surfing on Tinian Beach. There's no surfing in Dorchester Bay. Surfing, man, I'd go anywhere. So I packed up my surfboard and jumped to Kenmore Square. Now when I think of my vacation and all the money I paid, when it doesn't even matter, cause I can't surf anyway. There's no surfing on Tinian Beach. There's no surfing in Dorchester Bay.
Hi, this is Chris Major, host of Strike the Box, here at WMFO. But right now, you are listening to The Desperate Hours with Alex. And if you hate my show, then you only have Alex to blame, since he was one of the biggest influences for me to do a show here.
The Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. Back me up tonight will be the opening theme from the film My Brother's Wife, directed by Doris Wishman, released in 1966. I ain't gonna lie, I got off the Something Weird Greatest Hits compilation. Came out on Modern Harmonic in 2018. One of many things they brought in the last couple of weeks, both new old and old old, or whatever, new and old new. To my collection. Happy birthday to me. Anyway, just heard the Dogmatics and King Size Cigarette. Well, from the Fair Street LP, came on a Homestead in 1984. Well, at the Grammys, which was Mono Man and Elements of the Neighborhoods, I believe. The Grammys with No Surfing and Dorchester Bay, 7-inch release on Modern Method in 1980. I had it since it came out. Hard to believe I had some of these things 40 years. Anyway, before that, you heard Michael Farinetti and In the Jungle from the Good Morning Kisses LP, came out on Full Moon in 1976. And we kicked off the show with Rod Keith and I Die Today from the Best Of thing of the same name, came out on Zadok in 1996, originally released on Preview in 1966. Hats off to Lazy for turning me on to that probably 9 months ago. Anyway, why don't we get back into it? These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it. And didn't I go and shout it when you walked into the room? I think I love you. I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say that I've never felt this way.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Hey! If you say, hey, go away, I will. But I think better still, I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me? I think I love you.
Hi folks, I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
She's the girl from the fourth dimension. We met once, as I recall. I gave her my close attention when she came walking through my wall. She is the girl from the fourth dimension. One kiss and my toes were curled. Our affair was too brief to mention, for she lived in another world. Other girls have high height than width and breadth, but that is all. She had something extra, extra dimensional. Now she's back in the fourth dimension. It's better this way, you see, 'cause I only have three dimensions. She could never be happy with me. She could never be happy with me.
You played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bear when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Fought single-handed through the Indian War till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. He'd give his word and he'd give his hand that his Indian friends could keep their land. And the rest of his life he took the stand that justice was due every redskin band. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. Took over Washington, so we hear tell, and patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. When he come home, his politicking done, the Western march had just begun. So he packed his gear and his trusty gun, and lit out grinning to follow the sun. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. His land is biggest and his land is best, from grassy plains to the mountain crest. He's ahead of us all, meeting the test, following his legend into the west. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. King of the wild frontier.
Oh, please, haven't you done enough to me?
Oh, bird from the Rambo, Johnny Yuma.
Johnny Yuma was a rebel hero through the West. Did Johnny Yuma, the rebel, he won. Alone. He got fighting as this rebel lad. He packed no star as he wandered far, where the only law was a hook and a draw. The
away,
rebel,
away,
Johnny
away,
Yuma.
Oh, the rebel, Johnny Yuma. Johnny Yuma.
Johnny Yuma was a rebel hero through the West. Johnny Yuma, the rebel, he wandered alone.
Alone.
He searched the land, this restless lad. He was panther quick and leather tough, and he figured that he'd been pushed enough. The
away,
rebel,
away,
Johnny
away
Yuma.
Rode the rebel, Johnny Yuma. Johnny Yuma.
Johnny Yuma. Hero through the West. Did Johnny Yuma, the rebel, he wandered alone. He was fighting mad, this rebel lad, with a dream he'd hold till his dying breath.
breath, he searched his soul and gambled with death. The rebel,
away,
Johnny
away,
Yuma.
Oh, the rebel, Johnny Yuma.
Johnny Yuma.
Are my methods unsound?
One night a spell back, I was woke up right in the middle of the night by the goddamnedest noises a body ever heard. It seemed to come from the kitchen, so I tipsy-toed down and I peeked through the door. Now, folks, you ain't gonna believe this. And I was cold sober, too. But my kitchen had been invaded by these little teeny-bitsy space mice. There was four of them. And they just looked right up at me and... Well, here's what they said.
Wow, there's a people. You are an Earthman people, ain't you, mister? I'm Speedy Space Mouse.
I'm Spunky Space Mouse.
I'm Spidey Space Mouse.
And this is our cousin. Tell him your name, cousin.
My name, Jose's Big Mouse.
But it's true, and I've seen it myself. No, they hung around just long enough to learn to rock and roll. They said they may come back again. They kind of dug this swinging place. You know, I thought I'd die when they said goodbye and went rocking into space.
Oh yeah, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in the second set of the evening. Just heard Walter Brennan and Space Mice, 7-inch release on Dark in 1960. That was the A-side to Thief and Stranger, which I played several times on this very program. Well, I heard Sid Dale, another track that's a repeater. Played it a few times, or more than a few times, over the years on the Desperate Hours. Yeah, the Hellraisers from the TV show of the same name, which aired on British television in the mid-60s. I get that off the compilation, The Inner City Beat, done on a KTM Music in the UK in 2006, and the original release on KTM Music in the UK in 1966. I was also using some exploitation films made by Dora Gershwin back along the same time. Well, there you heard Nick Adams and Johnny Yuma, The Rebel, 7-inch released on Mercury in 1960. Yes, I have Johnny Cash's version that was used as the theme song on the TV show, but The Desperate Hours is not about the best version of anything. Anyway, before that, you heard Bess Parker and The Ballad of Davy Crockett by request from my associate producer, Joe Lacey, from the LP, Bess Parker, star of the TV series Daniel Boone. Sings about Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett, Abe Lincoln, and other great American heroes. Came on an RCA Victor in 1964. But that's Sheldon Allman, The Girl in the Fourth Dimension, from the LP, Folk Songs for the 21st Century. Came out on Hi-Fi in 1960. I knew about Radioactive Mama because it appeared on this box set on Bear Family that was all about radioactive and nuclear bomb themes. But got mind blown hearing the rest of this. Another hat tip to Joe Lacey on that one. And then we kicked off the set, the second set of the evening, with Andy Williams channeling the Partridge Family, and I Think I Love You, from the compilation Fun and Lounging in Las Vegas. Came out on Hippo in 1998, originally released on Columbia in 1971. Anyway, let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Pornography, material waste of photography. When all you need is a virgin mind, formulate pictures of any kind. Build up that sexual impetus. You don't have to find a woman like Venus. When all you need is a fertile mind to fulfill your utmost desire with your fine mind. Always triumphs over matter to the detriment of the latter. So all you need is a fertile mind to feel great, proud, and to unwind. Yeah.
Look at that photography, the waste of photography. All you need is a fertile mind, a
detriment of the latter. So all you need is a fertile mind to feel great, proud, and to unwind. Oh, unwind. I feel great, I feel proud, and I want to unwind.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car, and the time some outdoor action got us kicked out.
Give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
No!
will go steady like before. But the moments we'll be sharing won't be stolen anymore. Yeah, stolen moments, sweet and tender. Stolen kisses, stolen love. Stolen moments, we'll remember. That's the story of our love. Yeah!
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Change the way of the world. You'll never change the way of the world.
Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in the spirit set of the evening. Just heard Leslie Gorn, her iconic single, It's My Party, from 1963 on the Mercury label. Or that Helen Shapiro with The Way of the World. This is something I played a few months ago on the Desperate Hours. This song she wrote herself back in 1967. From the Best Of thing, the Face the Music, the complete singles, 1967-84. Here on Ace in the UK in 2020. Originally released on Columbia in UK in 1967. Before that, Richard Berry and the Pharaohs with the original Louie Louie. From the Best Of thing, Baby Please Come Home. Here on Nile in 1997. Originally released on the Flip label in 1961. Before that, the Torcade with Stolen Moments from the Garage Beat 66 compilation. I'm in Need. Came out on Sundays in 2005. Originally released on Colpix in 1965. Well, at the Supremes, The Love Is Like an Itching in My Heart, single released on Motown in 1966. And we can cut the set, the third set of the evening, with a song poem, Gene Marshall, and All You Need Is a Fertile Mind, from the American Song Poem Anthology, put on a Bar None in 2003, originally released on the Preview label. Anyway, if you want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people across the Boston area and the internet, make me an ID. All you have to do is mention Alex at Desperate Hours and WMFO and all their possible combinations. Then your name, stage name acceptable, general geographic area or planet, and claim to fame or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations. Make a waiver and MP3 out of it and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes at verizon.net. Or if you're on Facebook, in a minute you are, go and like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and join the group. Throw me a bone. Anyway, this next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Heaven bless the working girl, hell with what she do. Girl, how she makes her bread.
takes that money to feed her kids, tries to keep her head.
To keep her head.
And they don't give a damn how she feels. That's why she calls them tricks never real. Soon the labors of her life will take its toll. Oh, but they just want your body, not your soul.
Get it together now, don't you lose your mind.
A good thing's gonna happen to you, but it just ain't been your time.
Hold on, girl, keep it together now, don't you lose your mind.
A good thing's gonna happen to you, but it just ain't been your time. Bless the working girl and hell with what she do. Heaven bless the working girl, she's got more class than you do. Heaven bless the working girl, how she makes her bread. Takes that money to feed her kids, tries to keep her head.
Hold on, girl, keep it together now, don't you lose your mind. Hold on, girl, keep it together now, don't you lose your mind.
Good things gonna happen to you, but it just ain't been the time.
Hold on, girl, keep it together now, don't you lose your mind.
Good things gonna happen to you, but it just ain't been the time.
Hold on, girl, keep it together now, don't you lose your mind.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
We'll be right back.
This is MJ Quirk from Club Lenny Hanna Go-Go, The Soup Man, and many other bands. And you're listening to The Desperate Hours with my good budzo Alex Piendez on 91.5 WMFO Tufts University, Medford. Now play some Rod Keith, damn it.
Weird sense of humor.
Try again, I get funnier.